So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and we are going to go in the huddle in a moment. I want to talk about high school football for a moment, though. I want to say congrats to Coach Corey Mobbs of Jackson County. He won Georgia Football Coach of the Year after leading the Jackson County Panthers to a school record of 11-2 this season. My sister is actually his former athletic trainer.
Oh, wow.
He worked at Lanier. So, the Macs are big fans of Coach Mobbs, and apparently so is the state of Georgia.
Is there what's like a big town in Jackson County? Is there a big one?
Houston.
I know it's near. Okay. Well, I was going to say, I know it's like borders Clark County, right? If I'm not, like, where Athens is.
I believe so, yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
I don't have my counties all squared away, but I was trying to think of what would be the big town there. I guess Houston would be.
I mean, that's where my sister is.
Interesting.
So, in Houston.
Okay.
And actually, today is the first day of winter break for Jackson County. So, if you know Coach Mobbs, tell him congratulations, because he's probably not waking up early this morning.
I don't imagine so. Nice work.
As far as the state championships that happened at Mercedes-Benz yesterday, Sandy Creek beat Jefferson 27-7. Congrats to Coach Darius Smiley.
Go Creek.
I was going to say,
sir.
I see somebody putting
Go Patriots, baby.
Hebron Christian beat Calvary Day 28-21. Congrats to Kenny Dallas on that one. And Thomas County Central took down Gainesville 62-21. Congrats to Justin Rogers.
Yeah, the Gainesville head coach decided to show up like Johnny Cash and didn't necessarily help him any. He showed up in like an all-black cowboy outfit. Saw a picture of him on the sidelines. I liked the outfit, but
I was going to say, he dresses Niblet, because he came from Hoover. He dresses a lot like Raheem, honestly, most of the time. Like the joggers, sweatshirt.
I've never seen Raheem show up in pregame like that, but it was an interesting look. I was just talking to Rusty. He was like, man, they looked different. It looked different the way that they got beat. And they were a really good team, too.
Yeah,
he's done a really good job there in Gainesville. I was surprised when I saw that score and I saw 62-21. I was like, wait, what?
That's crazy, man. That is nuts.
Yeah,
nuts.
Well, enjoy your winter break, kids. You have earned it. Absolutely.
Seriously. Seriously.
You really have. All right, let's talk about Puka. So Puka Nacua did not hold back on his feelings about NFL refs. Take a listen to this.
The refs are the worst because there's just some of the rules aren't, and like,
These guys want to be, these guys are lawyers and like, they want to be on TV too, bro. Like, the game is, you don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football? Like, that was
no way.
Like, that wasn't PI, like, but I called it. I was like,
seriously, they do that, Matt?
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too.
I have a hard time with this. I have a hard time with this. Because there is a lot of, in my opinion, there is a lot of paranoia that comes along with NFL fandom. It just is. I'm the same way. I'm like, dude, I even tweeted out last week when the Falcons are getting called for 19. I'm like, what are we doing here? Is there like a quota you have to hit? You know, why are all these flags falling out of their pockets? But to hear Puka say it the way he did, way about there on their group text, I don't know. It didn't sit well with me. It just didn't come off the way I would have hoped it did. But I think that he has the ears and the eyes of a lot of people, and I think a lot of people agree with everything he just said.
I find it hard to believe it's that cut and dry. I think he's giving them too much credit.
I agree.
I think incompetence is all it is, as far as, you know, I think it's his human. Yeah, he said they're human too. They are, and they miss stuff and they make mistakes. I'm not going to say that there's never been a referee with an ulterior motive out there, because that would be dumb, and that would also be ridiculous to say. But to say that they're making calls just to get on TV, I mean, I don't really believe that, because most of the time the referee that makes the call never gets shown. It's the head referee is the only one, the one that gets the blame for it, because it's his crew. So I think Puka took some liberties there. He also might want to worry about his brother. He had a bad day too yesterday. But
what happened to his brother?
His brother got arrested.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
For stealing an NBA player's car.
Oh.
But it was like one of those deals where they're friends, and he took it without asking.
Oh.
And so I'm not overly sure about that whole story. That basically he took.
Communication is key, man. Communication is key.
So, but it was the Lakers. It was Samson Nakua's brother took one of the Lakers rookies' car without kind of asking, and then he was like, "Hey, my car's gone." The valet was like, "Car's gone," and so he took it without asking.
Wait, it was a rookie?
A Lakers rookie.
Are they hazing him?
I don't know, man. Not to the point where you get arrested.
They were, it backfired.
Is it Ado Fierro?
Yeah,
had his SUV stolen, and so when they recovered it, one of the guys that was there took it, was his brother. But it seems like it kind of feels like it was one of those things where it was taken without asking, and he was like, you didn't know. True. But but to get back to the actual story that we're trying to talk about, I don't believe that it's fair to give refs that much credit.
I mean, did I not say this? I don't remember what we were talking about last week, but I said, don't let incompetence ever disguise itself as conspiracy.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that there is so much value in looking at things that way. And I also, Bo and I have had this conversation. When you're in an offensive line room, or really any other room on an offense, some of the ways you look at wide receivers, you're like, y'all feel like you're a little bit detached from things. Like the way wide receivers line up out wide, sometimes I'm like, y'all have no idea what's going on actually in here. With the quarterback and the tight ends and the running backs and everything else that goes on, you just run your route or block your guy, and you're just kind of attached.
But that's
the way I felt with Puka's words. I'm like, you sound so detached from this. You sound like, I don't know, it's just incompetence. They're just bad calls, man. We don't have to worry about the freaking group text.
You're trying to connect the dots, and a conspiracy is born from that.
Yeah, but you know what I've learned about the NFL players is they all think just like that. The quarterback's like, why they got a nose tackle talking about like breaking down a play? That guy don't know anything. All he knows is go hit the quarterback. And then offensive linemen think that about receivers. And DBs are like, why do you have an offensive lineman?
There's
he doesn't know how to read a defense.
A couple of wide receivers that you and I have talked about where I'm like, why does this guy think this way? Like, why is it this simple for this guy? And sometimes they're just a little bit out of pocket. Puka kind of follows that line of thinking.
NFL players are the most unique to me, as they all think the rest of the everybody else on the field is an idiot. They're like, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He doesn't know what to do to do my job. And it's kind of funny because I've gotten to hang out with guys that play quarterback, guys that play defensive line, guys that play offensive line, guys that play receiver. And they all think everybody else is the dumbest group on the field but them.
It goes straight back to what he just asked me a minute ago about the conversation between Kirk and Zach Robinson and everything else. And that's exactly why I answered the way I did, because I'm like, it'd be impossible for me to sit here and act like I know. And I don't. And nobody outside of that room actually does. And I'm not going to sit here and try to act like I do, because I'd be lying to y'all. And I'm not.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Gonna do that.
And whenever you find an offense, any NFL player that says, I don't know, I'm not in those meetings, they're normally smarter than the average NFL player. It's the one that always has it figured out that you got to be worried about. See, luckily for my job is I get to act like I have it all figured out anyways.
When you said that about NFL players, I was like, you know, people in the media are kind of like that too. Guy's an idiot, man. What's he talking about?
We did not get a chance to get to this Mike McDaniel decision about benching Tua, but there is some interesting audio from Tua. We got to play it next. We'll also talk about this Aaron Filo situation a bit more. Plus, we've got it mic'd up.
Yeah, there was a writer in Tuscaloosa that had some really interesting words for Diego Pavia. I'm going to read it because it's written by the writer and see what you guys have to think about it.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. they've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.